And we praise you, Lord, once again, on the day of your resurrection. Oh, we can get together, we can enjoy you, we can remember you, we can remember you by eating and drinking of you. Lord, we give this meeting into your hand. We pray that your victorious blood will cleanse us and cover us. Together we bind your enemy, bind all his distractions. We just turn our heart to you so that all the veils can be taken away. Lord, speak to us, to all of us, and so that your word can shine your light upon us and also nourish us. We thank you, we praise you. We have no trust in ourselves, our trust is in you. So we give everything into your hand. We also pray that you will have the preeminence in this meeting. Or you will have the first place in this meeting. Lord, you will always have the first place in our daily life and also in our church life. Be merciful to us and continuously bless us. Thank you, praise in your precious name. Amen. You know, today or this week, the verses we cover is to review Colossians chapter 1 and chapter 2. And I think some of you know that I always very afraid of sharing on the day of reviewing. And because all these chapters are very rich, and once we review any book, and usually we have more and more things included in those chapters that we are reviewing. And not only because of this, it's impossible to, very often impossible to cover the reviewed portion. And so always drag on very long. And not only because of this, and also most of the things that we will cover, things we are reviewing, so we probably, most of the things we cover are the things that you all have heard before. And even you, maybe you have heard many, many times before. I believe probably one day when I'm not afraid of reviewing, by that time the Lord will not arrange me to do it. But I just hope that this morning I try to do my best to make it very short, and then all of you can share what you enjoy in these two chapters. Now, first of all, we come to Colossians chapter 1. And in Colossians chapter 1, there are many things covered here. But in order to review the whole thing, by the way, why we still all the time have the viewing is because that our forefather Adam, that he rebelled against God. Because of this, the whole human race became a fallen race, a corrupted race. And as the corrupted human beings, we have one of the symptoms is that our mind probably will remember many things. Maybe someone offended you 10 years ago, you still will remember. But then, concerning God's word, it's very difficult for us to remember. Therefore, we need to have the review. You know, the first five books of the whole Bible is Pentateuch, and those five books, and the last of the five books was Deuteronomy. Now, what is Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy, that book is the book of reviewing. What that book said, most of the things were covered in the first four books. So, therefore, even the whole Bible gave us the reason why we all the time need to review things. That is because the things God wants us to remember. God wants us to remember Him, remember His Word. Now, because of our fallen, at this time, don't blame on Adam. But we have this situation that is concerning God's word. It's difficult for us to remember. Concerning other things, it's difficult for us to forget. But anyway, things are already in this condition. Therefore, we have to follow the example of Deuteronomy, and so we do need to have this review. And I just hope that this review is not just one or two people will share. I hope that all of us will have this review, and so all of us, you will have try to do your best to prophesy on these two chapters. Okay, so then, since we are reviewing, so first of all, we come to Colossians chapter 1. And in order to know what is the major points of the Colossians chapter 1, we have to come to verse 5 and 6. So let's turn to verse 5 and 6 and read these two verses together. Because of the hope up for you in the heavens, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of gospel, which has come to you, even as it is also in all the world, bearing fruit and also you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. Now, here in these two verses, in these two verses, and also go back to verse 4, you have three words, very important. One is love, another is hope, another is gospel. But this is not only concerning the gospel word. Here it says the word of the truth of the gospel. In other words, not only we need to speak the gospel, speak the word of gospel to people, we also need to speak the truth of the gospel. So this is what we have in these verses. Now, the first, the three words, it's very familiar, right? That is concerning love and concerning hope and concerning what? The other is faith. That's gospel, right? So, and these three words, regardless what is the sequence, you have the faith, you have the love, you also have what? Hope. These three words not just appear in the book of Colossians, appear in many places in the New Testament. And so, in other words, in apostles' burden, and that is the Lord's burden, hope that all of us, all the Christians, we need to have these three things. One is we need to love each other. Another is that, we should have the faith. The faith actually is to receive the Lord into us. And so many people or many unbelievers, they think faith means that you agree. When you agree what the Bible said, and that means you have faith. And but then the Bible said, no. What is really meaning of the faith? If you read John chapter 1 verse 12, you know the faith or is receiving. Receiving is the believing. If you only agree Jesus' teaching, you do not receive Christ into you, so you don't really have the faith. So first you have faith, that is most important thing. Then once you have faith, then you have what? Then you have love. You should have love within you, and yet this love is based on your receiving the Christ into you. Why? Because only Christ has love. Just like the triune God has light, has life, and has love. All these are in the Triune God, and the Christ is the embodiment of the Triune God. And therefore, don't expect that you and me can manufacture a love. It's impossible. Whatever we try to manufacture according to our natural life is not acceptable to God. And so we have to see the real love comes from the faith. It's because the faith is to receive Christ into us. And this time, you know, I just came back from South Korea because they have a lot of Chinese. And then when they the church there arranged, whenever we are eating, some of the Chinese will eat with me, and so we can have some fellowship. And then I mentioned this because a number of Chinese asked me the same question. That is, I don't love the Lord. What should I do? And I asked the same question when I was in high school. And at that time, us young people also asked the same question in our young people's conference. And usually, an elderly sister, she was Brother Ni's co-workers. So she did not come to our meeting to give a message, but she just wanted to have some fellowship with us. And then we always ask the same question: what happened if I don't love the Lord? And her answer always was, you love the Lord. And then we said, no. Our question is, we don't love the Lord, what should we do? But then her answer is always, you love the Lord. Eventually, we didn't say it. Within us, we think, oh, this sister is really old now. And so how could she did not understand our question? But eventually, she gave us some very helpful fellowship. He said, you know, if you have a piece of wood and throw it into the water, and this wood will flow on top of the water. But if you bind a piece of iron to this wood, and that wood will sink into the bottom of the lake or the river. But once you cut that off, the iron fell down, the wood will still right away come up floating on top of the water. Today, we do have this life inside of us. Christ is love. And so he is inside of us. So all the what happened, we are distracted by other things. And when we turn to the Lord, just like when we receive the Lord, in other words, when you actually experience the Triune God, then right away, all these things, all God's attributes will inside of you. And then after I said this to some of the Chinese, one of the brothers tried to show me. He had a sweater. That sweater on the front, it said, I love the Lord. And then in the back said, because he loves us first. And I thought that sweater is quite good. So we love the Lord is because what? Christ has loved us first. And therefore, what we need is come to the Lord. And so here you have this faith, and you also have this love, and this is our hope. And so I think we just leave this part at this point. So anyway, even though you have these three words in these three verses, but still, the book of Colossians mentioned these also three sentences. These three sentences are just very meaningful, so that it is the first word is still the faith. In verse 4 it says, because we have heard of your faith in Christ. So then it says, and that the love which you have unto all the saints. So then because of the hope laid up for you in the heavens. And this is related or connected to the for which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. So here we need to preach the, not only preach the gospel, and we need to preach the truth of the gospel. In other words, the reality of the gospel. And then, why these three sentences are so important here? Because at that time, later you will see that in chapter 2, you see that at that time, the church in classes were in problem. Therefore, this will bring us to Colossians chapter 2. Now, in Colossians chapter 2, show us that the church there has some problem. Now, what are the problems in the church in Colossae? Now, this is mentioned in chapter 2. So, let's turn to chapter 2, verse 8. So, let's read chapter 2, verse 8 together. Beware that no one carries you off as spoiled through the philosophy and the empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So here in verse 8, in this one verse, you see four things mentioned there. One is the philosophy. And at that time, in Colossae, actually in that area or in Mediterranean area, there are a lot of philosophies. And because these nations, like the Greek nations, even the Roman Empire, they all have their culture, they have their philosophy. And among human beings, philosophy is something good or something very high. But yet, the philosophy became a problem to the church there. And the second is not only you have philosophy, and also it says empty deceit. Now, don't think philosophy is good. Very often, the philosophy actually is empty deceit. You can hear many wonderful words, beautiful words, but yet, eventually, you will realize these things are quite empty. And so these are the empty deceit. And their theology or their what sounds very good, but actually, it's a many times it's a deceit. So we human beings very often are deceived by these philosophies. But then the third one is the tradition of men. Now, among the society, not only we are deceived by many theories, by many cultures, and by the philosophy, and also, we have many traditions. Why you do it this way? Because the tradition do it this way. And so then the tradition very often controls us. And then the last one is you have elements of the world. Okay, sometimes we use the word elements, but we say elements of Christ. In other words, we need to receive more Christ into us. And sometimes we use the word elements, but you have to clear the element mentioned here is not the elements of Christ. The element mentioned here is the element of the world. The world has many elements, but usually the word element meaning is the meaning is the basic things. You know, my feel is chemical engineering. I knew a little bit chemistry, but you know, in chemistry, so what are the what is the word, is the meaning of elements? Elements, the basic things. And so here, hourly speaking, all these four things are not bad. So even the element is concerning some of the basic things, usually also it's not bad. But yet, these four things replace Christ. And this is one of the big problems. So the big problem in Colossae, and we mentioned many times in the past, and one is the Judaism, the religion. So that is clearly mentioned in the book of Galatians. You see, Galatians is against the Christ, against the religion. What is religion? Religion is you try to worship God without Christ. That is a religion. And so here, for the word Colossians is the sister book of Ephesians. And so here, this is in verse 8, you see why Paul has to write this book of Colossians. And then if you go to verse 16, let's read verse 16 together. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or a new moon, or the Sabbath. And yeah, so right away you find five things. One is eating, another is drinking, another is the feast, another is the new moon. That means certain days, and also the Sabbath. That is also certain days. Now these things has nothing to do with morality, but yet it is related to theory, isms, and so at different times these things are related to tradition and philosophy, and so all these things. But these five things mentioned here are more clear or more practical. And so all these verses show that the reason Paul wrote this book of Colossians is because the church in Colossae and was all these things that enter into the church life, and then all these things many times replace Christ. So this is the key thing here. Now don't think because certain things seemingly very good, seemingly it's very high, it's not a low thing. And not only this, also later you also see that they worship angels. Now to them at that time, to worship angels seemingly was not bad, because many other Gentiles, many other unbelievers, they worship many other things. They worship many animals. Many countries, when they are, they did not have high philosophy, then they worship low things. So then hourly speaking, this is not bad. And you know, in many countries, if you really go to India, and so India has many, many gods, and some, especially the cows, especially the white color cows. And then right away, if the white color cows walk in front of your car, you have to stop your car, let the cow go first. Why? Because they worship the cows. Not only worship the cows, they also worship monkeys. So I don't want to get into it, but if you go to India, you know. And so they are worshiping all these low things. But then, so therefore, if some of people worship because these things are the spirit, and they serve God, And so, but then they think this is much higher than, at least they are not worshiping the monkeys. So to worship the angels is something much higher. But then all these things are replacing Christ. So this is why in Colossians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 2 reveal to us the background of the church in Colossae at that time. And then, today, we may not have exactly the same problem, but actually, in principle, very often, Satan used many different things to replace Christ in our personal life and also in our church life. And so this is something we have, all of us, we need to be alert and need to be watchful. And don't let these philosophies and these good things to replace Christ. Actually, to worship angels is the same as to worship idols. And so all these things that we need to be very careful. So concerning Colossians, these two chapters, maybe I just stop here. But then still there are many other things. That is, this is the verses we have used many times. That is Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Why we repeatedly mention this verse? Because in this verse, our God, our Lord Jesus Christ, and he make a very important statement. Seemingly, it's simple. It's upon this rock. Now, what is this rock? Now, this rock, of course, basically, this rock is Christ, but not just Christ, but this rock is Christ has been revealed. We have mentioned this many times in the past. I hope that you, by now, you can say these things in your dreams. And so what is Christ's burden? It's very clear. His burden is not many other things, only these five words. Upon this rock, he said, I will build my church. So this is what we have to know. And we have to know it very, very clearly. So why today, many times people think we should do some work. Today in Christianity, also many Christian groups also do certain things, seemingly very good, not bad. But then if that thing is replacing Christ, then we still have to come back to what Jesus is doing, and what he's doing is to build up his church. And so this is very, very clear. But then, just make the things short. Christ, later you can see, in the book of Ephesians, Christ does not build the church directly. Rather, he gave the church some gifts. And again, we have said these things in the past, but I want to repeat this. So what are the gifts? What are the things the Christ gave to the church? Now, usually we think, very often, even different local churches, and they say, the Lord has given us a new, wonderful, big meeting hall. Yeah. Of course, very often the Lord give us these material things. We also thank the Lord give us this meeting hall. In the past, this meeting hall is very small, only at the front part. So altogether, only can squeeze in 150. So then we expanded. This part is four times bigger than the original area. So we thank the Lord. He gave us these material things. But is this the gifts? This is only the material things. And then the real gifts is, in Ephesians tells us clearly, if you have the Bible, you can turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Okay, so we can read this verse 11. It says, and he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers. So how will the Lord build up his church? He will give these gifts. So the gifts the Lord gave us, gave to the church for the building up of the church. These gifts are not things, but these gifts are what? People. They are all peoples. So these are the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and some shepherds and the teachers. All these are human beings. But then, in other words, our Lord gave these people to the church. But then these people also do not directly build the church. So these people's function is what? Let's read verse 12. Okay. For the perfecting of the saints, and to the work of the ministry, and to the building up of the body of Christ. So their burden is perfecting the saints. The saints need to be perfected. Okay. Lately, this is our very strong burden. And you may think I'm traveling a lot. That has a lot to do with what happened. I think many of you know that since the year 2003, we have specific work to try to gain the mainland Chinese students, especially when United States open up the door and welcome these Chinese students come to the United States. Now, in the beginning, it's because the Tiananmen massacre, and so many of the students in China, they wanted democratic movement, and so they were killed, and so forth. So then, many of the students came to the United States, and the United States received many of the students. And so because of this, we feel that we have to preach gospel to them, because when they were in China, they had no opportunity to hear the gospel. And not only we want to help them to receive the gospel, and many of them received the Lord, because they see that all the other things are empty, and really it's they are deceived by many different kind of isms. And not only this, and most of them, English is not good, just like me. You know, my English is not good either. But then, so therefore, we need to help these students to understand the high peak truth. Now, many of these students, so they, concerning their fields, they can get they can get doctor degree, but they are familiar with those words in their field. But when we talk about the high peak truth, some of them all the time, out of their politeness, they nod their head. Oh, then we all think that they understand what we're talking about. But later we discover they really did not know what we're saying. And therefore we have to spend a lot of time to help them. Now, so since 2003, we have the first perfecting training started in New Jersey. Even up to today, we still have, every summer we have 1 week perfecting training. So then last year is the 10th anniversary. So some of us try to make some review what happened in the past 10 years. And so in the past 10 years, we have 10,000 students baptized. And in others, in average, every year, we have 1,000 students baptized. But on the other hand, we did not have many useful vessels. In other words, they are good Christians. They come to the Lord's Day morning, but they don't want to have any service. And so they, because they are busy and this and that, and we did not have enough saints being perfected. So this is what we are very burdened. Now, last year, at the end of the year, that was the 50th anniversary of the Lost Recovery coming to the United States. And so by that time, some of the saints' assets at the end of the last year, they said, should we have a big celebration? And when the co-workers were fellowshipping, none of us has the feeling, none of us feel that we should have a big celebration. Rather, at the same time, we all remember when the when Brother Lee had the first conference, that was at the end of the year, 1960. At that time, 1926, yeah. So, but then that's 50th anniversary. But then at that time, Brother Lee told people that his first conference was on the all-inclusive Christ. It was talking about Deuteronomy, and so the Lord really blessed that conference, and many people got saved. Then that started the recovery work in the United States. But Brother Lee said before that conference, he and the other two brothers, three of them, prayed for this conference 21 days. So every day after the morning watch, then they start to pray for the whole day, a whole morning. And so they pray for 21 days. So he felt that this was why the Lord blessed the conference. And one of the things they specifically pray is that as the Lord give the Lord's recovery, the useful vessels. And so this became our burden. So that's why since last December, many churches also pray for 21 days, and not only that, we feel we cannot stop there. Therefore, so what happened was we encouraged, in order to really perfect all these young students, we really need to just ask them to come to the seven feasts is still not enough. So many of them, they are willing. So they came to summer training. And after the summer training, we have another week, which we did not have that new week. That is specifically to try to help them to really to be enlarged and to really go on in a more positive way. And so we really feel that the Lord is merciful to us, and in this 1 week, new week, and many of them really reconsecrate themselves. In the past, they consecrate themselves in a very general way. Oh Lord, I give myself to you, I give my family to you. But then we never ask them anything. It is the Lord touching them. And then many of them, they not only are willing to give themselves to the Lord, and they did it in a very, what should I say, a very sincere way. And so some of them even said that either I would be raptured or I would be martyred. So they are willing. And many of them, not just from the United States, especially from Taiwan and many other places, and they really are willing to give their life and for the Lord's move. And so don't think it's a simple thing. Some of the many of the saints especially from Taiwan, they went to India. You know, India is not an easy place to go because it's a very big country. And so from one city to another city, the train would take 2 whole days. But they had no seat to sit and don't mention any place to lie down. And they had to stand there. Sometimes they have to stand next to the restroom of the train for 2 days. And it's not easy. But then when I met them after they came back, nobody complaining, nobody said how difficult it is. Rather, they're very happy. They're very enjoying, really enjoy the Lord. And then, not only that, certain brothers at the beginning, they did not have burden to go to India, but some of the brothers encouraged them, so they are willing to take the fellowship and went to India. But India is not an easy place to go. And then next to India, there was this island, Sri Lanka. And so when they, that island is twice as the size of Taiwan. And so when they went there to preach gospel, because that place was under civil war for a long time. Of course, now it's over. But then these ones, they sit there, if I tell them what actually happened, maybe none of you dare to go that place. But anyway, there's sometimes once when they have meeting in the room, a big snake fall down from the roof. But these things did not scare them. And then another time, one of the leading brothers there, when he went out, tried to throw away some garbage, but no light, couldn't see. But that garbage can, seemingly something inside, but he did not know what was the things inside. And but then next morning he saw what's inside that garbage can is the big black ants. Now these ants are very poisonous. If the big ants bite you, you'll die. But then they are in that kind of environment. And I also know that during the Second World War, some of the soldiers, they were fighting in the jungle area. The most things that they afraid the most was these big black ants. And sometimes when, so they always have to have fires to keep the ants away. Otherwise, maybe just in few minutes, a person just have a whole bunch of white bones left. But yet, these brothers, they just really give their own lives. Now, in the past 4 years, by the Lord's mercy, now we have 110 local churches in India, and also we have 5,000 saints in India. And it is the fruit of these brothers and sisters that really give themselves to the Lord. So I just mentioned this, and may the Lord be merciful to us, and so we just pray that the Lord will continue to lead us on, and so it is now we can do anything, but first of all, we all need to pray. Now, start from 6 years ago, we have this two and three prayer groups, right? And so last year, when we encouraged people to pray for 21 days, I did not know how many. We know in the beginning we have 120 120 or 130 small group prayer meeting things. And but last end of last year, I was happily surprised that many of these, most of these prayer groups still remain. And so I just hope that we can at least turn to the Lord and to have more prayer groups. And it, we are not fighting with flesh and blood. We are fighting with the, you know, the enemy, that is Satan and his followers. So we do need to pray, and so that the Lord can move on, and hopefully that the churches will be ready, and so the bride will be ready, and that the Lord can come back soon. So this is our burden. So I think I just stop here, and as I just use this opportunity, and as because in many areas it seems that in the condition of the churches at that time, and also similar to the condition in many places, even in today's environment. So I just share this, and now I stop here, and I think you can share whatever you enjoy.
So, as our brother said, you enjoy whatever you share, whatever you enjoy, and you've got two chapters, so there should be much enjoyment. So let's have some prayers, and those going to the language meetings will do so now, and then it's your turn to share.